Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
We have no record of who did the initial preaching at Colossae, but we know what occurred when some of the Colossians heard the word of the truth of the gospel. They were buried with Christ in baptism, wherein they were raised with Him through the faith of the operation, or the working of God, who has raised Jesus from the dead. Colossians 2:12. Before they obeyed the Lord in baptism, and were cleansed of their alien sins, they were dead in their sins, and the uncircumcision of their flesh. Colossians 2:13. There are two aspects of the Colossians' life which are mentioned by Paul. They were dead in their sins. That means they were separated from God and without any hope for the world to come. In addition, they were Gentiles or the uncircumcised, and as such, they were outside the covenant relationship with God. The Colossians, like all who were outside of Christ, were dead in sin. In this respect, they were like the widow of whom Paul wrote, "She who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives." 1 Timothy 5:6. Obviously, the word dead does not mean physically dead. It refers to men's and women's relationship to God when they are living outside the realm of salvation, that is, outside the church of the living God. Paul used similar language in his letter to the Ephesians. "And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the children of disobedience." Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. When men and women are dead in sins, how can they become alive and not be in danger of eternal darkness? The truth is, they cannot on their own. God, in His infinite grace, determined to make it possible for men and women to be forgiven of their sins and to have the hope of eternal life. Paul explains the process very simply. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." Ephesians 2, 8-10. Very simply stated, God's plan for saving man entails what God in His infinite grace has provided, and what we must do to respond in faith and obedience to divine plan. Neither grace alone, nor faith alone, nor works alone. It is by grace through faith and our obedience to the gospel. The Colossians had been the uncircumcision before they obeyed God's word. But God had given the new covenant where there is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28 and 29. And how did the Colossians and all others become one in Christ Jesus? "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Galatians 3:26 and 27. "We are now fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Ephesians 2:19. Paul said that the Gentiles had been dead in sins. The word sins is not the common word for sin. The Greek word means trespasses. That word means to fall beside, to lapse, to make a misstep. Making a misstep or falling beside implies a divine standard which men and women violate. The Gentiles had violated God's law. Without the gospel, there was no hope for them. But through their obedience to the gospel plan of salvation, they were forgiven of their sins and added to the Lord's church. Colossians 2:13. My friends, thank you for listening. May God bless you.